Hi, Professor. I was working on my paper, but I got really stuck because I realized I'm confused about the difference between service design and service standard. Do you think you could help?
Certainly. Have a seat and we'll talk this over.
All right. Thanks.
First, I want you to visualize what a cafe looks like.
What do you mean?
Just picture a standard cafe, perhaps one that you like going to.
Okay. I think I got it.
Now, what do you see?
I walk in the front door, and straight ahead is the counter. They've got a bunch of pastries and quiches and stuff on display. There are chalkboards on the sides of the room that display the menu, and they've got lots and lots of different coffee drinks.
What about the seating?
There are lots of big comfy chairs. A bunch of people stay in there with their laptops and drink coffee for hours.
All right, good. Now, what you've just described to me exemplifies service design. By providing a good design, the company has met the needs of their customers.
Okay, so I think I get that. Because I liked the layout of the cafe, and I found it easy to navigate, that means good service design.
Yes, and with this particular example that you gave me, we can tell that this cafe intends for customers to stay and enjoy a cup of coffee for a long time. Now, you also mentioned the display. This is another area where businesses have some choice. How will they display their goods in an optimal way so that they will be easy on the eyes?
Because if they looked messy, that would send a bad image.
Precisely. So, you can see that there are a lot of questions to ask when one tries to create a user-friendly business, which is important in these fields that are highly competitive.
Okay. And then service standard is just the quality of service given the products and the employees, right?
Correct.
Okay. So I think I get the difference now. So, what about like the bakery downstairs next to the cafeteria? They have coffee, bread, brownies, anything really. But the display is really messy and the seating isn't all that comfortable.
Most cafes that you find in schools can be seen as special cases. So it's better not to take them as examples.
How come?
They don't have to try as hard in their service design because they know that their location, their convenience means that they will make plenty of money off of students and faculty anyway.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. The line is always really long, but there's nothing that special about them in terms of design.
So, this is about the most I can tell you. I would suggest that you go to as many different cafes as you can to compare them all to one another, taking careful note as to their service design choices.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. There's only so much I can learn by talking about it.
Yes. Just remember, you'll want to inform each cafe before you arrive. That way you can set up some time to talk with managers on staff and be allowed in some other areas of the store to get a comprehensive overview of each cafe.
Call ahead. Yeah, I can do that. All right. Thanks very much, Professor. I think I'm going to be much better off working on this paper now.
Glad to hear it. Take care.